Good morning, and welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we're continuing in the devotional journal, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. And we'll be in this for several months, as it's a 13-week of daily devotions. Each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how we ought to be serving, how God would have us to serve Him as we serve others. And this week we've been looking at serving with strength and the various ways that God wants us to do that. And yesterday we looked at strength through our weaknesses, and today we're kind of looking at the other side of that. And that's strength in the Lord. And it really looks at the question of the idea, what do I do with the things I'm good at? Yesterday we looked at what did we do with our weaknesses, the things that we struggle in. And we allow God to be seen as He works through those and as He brings glory to Himself. And in reality, the strengths, the things that we're good at, really don't require much of a different response from us. Ephesians, as Paul leads into the armor of God passage, he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. As I thought about that, and I know he's looking at putting on the armor of God, about protecting ourselves, about being covered with the presence of God. I think it's a good reminder in the times where we feel strong, the things that we're good at, to not do them on our own strength, to not pursue them in our own power and our own might. But even in the things that we think we can do on our own, to be strong in the Lord and His mighty power rather than in our own. Yesterday I talked a little bit about fear of people and how God uses that weakness in me to show Himself to be strong. The other side, writing is something that I've always been good at. I've enjoyed to some extent. I remember back in the era of monthly church newsletters that were actually printed and mailed out through the postal system. Some of you may remember those things. I always loved the times where we were putting those together. It was newsletter time and an article was needed from the staff. And I loved writing those monthly articles, those columns that I would get in the newsletter. And other staff members weren't so thrilled about that. It wasn't their thing. It wasn't something that they enjoyed all that much. But writing has been something that has been a strong point. But it really wasn't until I surrendered that to God, until I said, God, it's yours. Do what you want with it. That I discovered the strength that writing could become. Oh, I'm sure that it encouraged some, that it did some good prior to saying, God, it belongs to you. But when we reach that point of examining all of those things that we consider strengths, that we think we're good at, and we reach the point of saying, God, these belong to you. Do with them as you wish. Use them or not. That we learn to be strong in the Lord in all things. You see, it's somewhat easy to hear that, be strong in the Lord, and look at our weaknesses, because we really would like to improve in most of them, at least. And we like the idea of being strong in the Lord in those things that we can't do on our own. We want God's help. And I think in a lot of ways we prefer God's help because, well, if we were really honest, it's a lot easier in the short term to steal the credit from God than it is if somebody else helps us. Although it's more dangerous. You see, so many times we want people to notice us. And so we try to do it on our own. And even when we know that it's God working through us, even when we know that we can't do it, we have a hard time at times in our life of admitting that, of letting others know and proclaiming even that this is God at work. It really isn't me. Yesterday I finished a course of study. I originally began about 18 months ago and had things come up schedule-wise. It kind of paused for a while, and I would look at it every once in a while, but some recent disaster relief trips in the fall kind of restirred my interest in that. And so I went back to the beginning. It was one of those that I really felt compelled to do it right. And so rather than pick up where I left off, I went back to the beginning and started over. And it was a course dealing with spiritual and emotional care in the midst of complex trauma and disasters. And so it was some heavy material. The instructional videos and lectures were covering some pretty heavy topics. Some very emotional type of events. And as I went through that, I began to realize how much strength of the Lord is needed to really care for people. And so much of it really revolved around the idea of being present and listening and allowing God to work just through your presence, but more importantly, through His presence in you. And there are a lot of other stuff in there. It was a 15-credit hour course, and kind of an idea of being strong in the Lord, of recognizing that all of this stuff that we hold on to, that we celebrate, comes from God. That it's in His power and His might that we accomplish anything that's good and lasting. It's in this belief and practice of putting God first in everything. Today, I would challenge you to spend time examining the different things that you really rely on God to accomplish for you and in you and through you. And while you're doing that, pay special attention to things that, well, you've kind of done everything within your power to do them on your own. You see, there are times, and this course of study was one of them that I set out, and I've been a good student all my life. I can do this. And I think the emotional weight of the content kind of bogged me down there at the beginning. And even in that strength of study that I've always had, kind of similar to the writing, I realized that I can't do this, not effectively, not well, without God's help, without being strong in the Lord in the midst of all of it. And I believe all of us have those things that we are good at. And yet when it comes to using those things for God, we struggle. And many times we can't figure out why. And perhaps it's because we're trying to do it in our own strength, our own power, rather than being strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Today, as we pray, and you examine those areas, take heart. Be encouraged. Be strengthened. Find strength in the Lord, not only in your weaknesses, but in the things that you're good at. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've called us to yourself. You've created us and designed us and put us in a place and time and history to do your will and your work that you created in advance for us to do. And so, Father, as I pray, I ask that you would help us to not only look to you for strength and wisdom and for your mighty power to be at work in the midst of our weaknesses when we know we can't do it. But I pray for the wisdom and courage to look to you for that same level of help, that same level of involvement in the things that we think we're good at. May we acknowledge and recognize that those strengths, those things that we believe we're good at, came from you also. And that the only reason that we have any strength or ability or ease in certain areas is because you created us that way. You've gifted us in those ways. So, Father, forgive us for those times where we take the credit, for those times where we try to go off on our own and do our own thing and struggle at it. But we keep at it because we believe we can do it. Father, help us in those times to turn more fully to you than ever before. As we repent, as we come back to you looking for the strength, even in those areas of, we would call our expertise, may we be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power in the midst of all of that. Father, even as so many of your leaders throughout the history of Israel would vacillate between their own strength and your strength, and we can see recorded for us the vast differences of results between those that thought they could do it and those that knew you could do it. May we learn from that and learn to trust you and to surrender to you in all things. Father, even in those things that everyone else thinks that we're good at. May we be strong in the Lord and allow His mighty power to work through us and in us to accomplish the things for His kingdom that He's called us to do. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would live by this strength that comes from You. I pray that we would encourage them in the things that they're good at. But even as we encourage them and as we celebrate their giftedness and their strengths, may we constantly remind them that all of it comes from You. And that nothing lasting eternally can be done in our own power and our own might. And may they look to You for finding the ways to use their strengths to bring glory to God, to serve the Lord that has called them to Himself. Oh, Father, may our example be shared with our children. And may our children do powerful things as they live in Your strength and walk according to Your mighty power. Fathers, I think of the times that we live in, the times that cry out for Your people to be strong in the Lord and in Your mighty power. May we realize that strength looks different from how the world defines strength. May we look to Jesus for that definition, for that living example, that it isn't a strength of battle or a strength of power, but it's a strength of love and serving and sacrifice. Father, today as I pray, I pray that we would grasp hold of everything that we have held on to so tightly and lay it at Your feet. I pray that our desire to be made known would fade away as we grow in a desire to make You known. Father, as we live in this life, just as we trust You to show Yourself strong in our weaknesses, may we trust You equally to show Yourself strong in our strengths. May the life we live represent Jesus well. May we be very careful as we live and work and do life to give You the praise and glory and honor that is due. Father, may we live according to the strength that comes from You. May we see Your mighty power at work in our nation, in our world. May we see that at work because it is at work in each one of us. Father, as we put on that full armor in order to withstand the attacks of the evil one, may we acknowledge our strength comes from you. And as we live in that strength, may we lift up Jesus in every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.